Hi, I'm Gayla Fidelli, certified at 65. You're listening to Kings of Fitness podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Kings of Fitness podcast episode 000005. Just playing, it's podcast number 5. And you got Kings of Fitness, Kyle King here.
And Lauren Badalini here.
And we told you that we were going to be back in a week. And guess what? We are
right
back
on time.
In action. So today we want to talk to you about a couple things. What we have on the docket here is we have Google Helpouts. We wanted to talk about a little bit. We are 5 weeks out from the wedding, number 2. Number 3, we're going to go see a movie tonight. That movie 300 with the guys with the crazy abs and stuff kind of look like me, but there's about 300 of them. And
is that where 300 came from?
Next up is going to be squat day number 4, which was actually yesterday. We're going to talk about yoga, yin yoga, that we did on Sunday. And then we're going to give a little shout out to one of our buddies who's helping out with the wedding, which is still 5 weeks away. All right, take it
that
away, Lauren.
That hasn't changed in the last 2 minutes.
No, it has not.
So with Google Helpouts, we are working on getting that up and running. I know we had said it'd be up in about a week. Just give us a little more time. Bear with us. We are still in progress there.
It's a lot of fun. We're actually in talks with Google, who's helping us create this awesome channel that we're really going to be able to help out. We actually have 4 channels in the working: a personal training channel. We're looking at a corrective exercise channel, a nutrition channel, and then also a performance enhancement channel for all those athletes out there looking to be the next LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool stuff. Yep.
So as Kyle said twice already, the wedding is 5 weeks out. So Kyle, how are you doing? Fitness over there.
Fitness update for the wedding. 5 weeks out. I look fantastic. It is unbelievable what's going on right now. But better yet, Lauren looks amazing. So with 5 weeks out, we're really sticking to the nutrition part of it. That's 80% of it. What you eat in private is what you're going to wear in public. I love that little quote that I see on Facebook every other day. People reminding me that the wedding is so close. So we're really putting in the work. We're getting the time in the gyms. We're getting that anaerobic cardio in. We're getting the weights in. And we're watching what we're eating. So everything's shaping up pretty nicely. Now, I know how I feel about myself. And yes, my head's getting big enough to not fit through a doorway. But at the same time, Lauren, how are you feeling about yourself? You got that dress fitting coming up, I guess it's on Thursday.
I feel great. Yeah, I have my final fitting coming up. I feel great. I think my dress is going to look absolutely gorgeous. I've worked my butt off to get to this point. And, you know, the goals that I have reached are well deserved.
And I'll tell you right now, what's really cool, you can follow us on Instagram. I am at Kings of Fitness HV. Lauren is at LBAT614. I put up a couple pictures of Lauren working out the other day. We were doing arms. Her arms are ridiculous. They look amazing. So those of you guys who follow us on Facebook, Kings of Fitness, you follow us on Instagram, you can see those pictures of Lauren's arms. And
also follow us on YouTube. You can see the exercises that we actually ourselves.
What we post on YouTube for those videos, those instructional videos, we do them in the gym. We really do, and they work. So absolutely love them. They kick my butt.
What
kicked your butt?
Squat day.
Squat day kicked my butt. I'm right now, okay, so podcast. I'm used to being up and running around and doing things. So sometimes you hear my voice go in and out because I can't stop moving. Now, for a podcast, we are forced to kind of sit in front of a microphone and talk about stuff, which, you know, I don't mind it whatsoever. But today, of all days, it is very difficult to stay seated.
Is that why you have sunglasses on?
I have sunglasses on inside because my eyes are bloodshot from all the squats I did yesterday.
Interesting.
Just playing. I got brand new sunglasses too. So Lauren's calling me out on wearing sunglasses inside.
Because who does that?
What you just heard was me putting the sunglasses down. And Lauren hitting her head yet again. Now, squat day yesterday, what I love so much about it, we got in for our second leg day of the week. Legs are really important to us because they are a main factor in releasing those hormones that really change your body. So if I'm looking for, as a guy, looking for that testosterone increase, as a woman looking to regulate that estrogen, moving those big joints, those hip joints, those the knee joints, moving with the spine, all that kind of stuff really releases the hormones very well. And then you can see those changes, those muscular changes in your body. So we designate 2 days out of the week where we hit legs. And yesterday it was a very big concentration on squats. So what does that mean? We started out with some Smith machine squats where we did 4 sets. I try to take the weight as heavy as I can that I can get 6 to 8 reps. And we're looking at hypertrophy, there we go. I have a terrible grammar when it comes to this stuff. But hypertrophy training for me, I'm just looking to increase my size. So I'm looking for weights that get dominated at like 6 to 8 reps. If I can do 9 reps, 10 reps, I have to increase the weight, which is pretty cool. I make Lauren do the same exact thing. So for her body weight, it's different, but she's still pushing on a Smith machine, probably about 190 pounds or so, 180 pounds, I thought you got up to yesterday.
I think you're giving me too much credit.
Think so?
I think we've counted at about 140.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you had 245s on each side.
I did. No. 145 and 125.
145 and 125. Okay. Yeah. Well, that works because I put on 4 45s yesterday.
And he was very upset that when I was taking the pictures, I didn't get those 45s
she
in there.
She zoomed in on my face, which was just in pain
when
from lifting this
pictures,
weight.
When I take pictures, I take pictures of people's faces, not the weights they
I
have on
her
the bar.
To take a picture of the weights on
so
the bar.
So if you see the
so
picture,
all you can
know.
See is me with pain in my face.
Just know that pain is coming from 8 plates.
The pain
plates.
Was 8 plates. Yes. So we warmed up. And I call it a warm-up. It wasn't a warm-up. It was work. We warmed up, did work with that Smith machine. And then we moved over. We did a leg press. We moved over to leg press. I chose to do single leg press because I didn't want to stack all that weight onto the machine. I was getting kind of lazy there. Lauren, however.
I did the dual leg. But I will have you know, since I have been doing the leg press single leg, yeah. I have managed to increase my strength quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So 3 plates on each side used to be a struggle for me. But now having switched back to using both legs instead of doing single leg, 3 plates was a walk in the park.
Walk in the park, which is funny because she's increased her neuromuscular efficiency. She's actually increased some of her muscle size over the last 4 to 6 weeks that we've been working legs this way. And I mean, like there's a noticeable difference there. But after that leg press, we moved right over to a back squat, which this is a free bar. So we did a free bar back squat. Where I don't go as heavy as I can, where I talk about using the Smith machine. The Smith machine, I always feel comfortable with Lauren being able to spot me there. Unless I have somebody my size or bigger, I don't feel comfortable when I get into some of the free motions. But what I do feel comfortable doing is putting enough weight on there that I engage both my anterior and posterior muscles. So when I talk about that, Lauren and I both do a back squat and a front squat. The front squat engages, putting that weight in front of your body engages those posterior muscles to kind of shape around your spine to control everything that's happening there so you don't make any miscues and end up in Dr. Eric's office, our chiropractor. But shameless plug, by the way. We don't end up in Dr. Eric's office. So the front squat is for the posterior spine for that core musculature engagement. And then when you're doing that back squat, you get that anterior muscular engagement for the core, which is so amazing. It literally leaves your leg shaking, which leads me to a great front squat story yesterday.
Do share.
My lovely soon-to-be wife, Lauren Battaglini, watches me get under a front squat, and the bar was only about 185 pounds. And I'm front squatting this thing in a pit full of dudes. Everybody's sweating. Everybody wants to see what we're doing. We got the stupid weights up. I get it onto my, I rack it onto my shoulders, and my elbows are up at 90 degrees. I take this squat right after the leg press, and my legs are shaking. Lauren, at the top of her lungs, yells in this pit at this gym, "Kyle, why are you so unstable? Why are your legs shaking?"
I wanted to make sure.
And
you
I
were
sit
okay.
back and I'm like, "Please, Lord, stop yelling this out." And she's like, "It's only 185 pounds. You do so much more weight." And I sat back and I'm sitting there. Now I'm struggling with the weight. My legs are dead from the stupid leg press, which was only the second exercise out of this beast of a leg day. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, "How did this happen to me?" But it was worth it. Well worth it.
Kyle does exaggerate.
There was no exaggeration in that story whatsoever.
I was just making
she was
sure
worried.
He was okay.
Yeah, she was
and
worried.
And I was wondering if he needed a spot. I was being the caring and concerned fiance.
I appreciate
Thank
the
you.
Spot that she was offering, but I'll have you know this. We were working out in a squat rack. So the only thing that could have happened was that weight would have ended up right around like shoulder level. The big machine
right.
was going to catch it.
There you go.
But I do appreciate the love.
And of course, we couldn't stop there after the back and front squat. We had to add in a deadlift.
Oh, we put in a deadlift. We always put in a deadlift. This was a stiff leg deadlift, though. Mm-hmm. I hate these.
I love these.
I absolutely hate stiff leg deadlifts. For me, my deadlift is I've worked really hard, and this has been for a year now. I've worked on these deficit deadlifts. I've worked on deadlift itself. I've done the wrist straps for my grip. I've taken the wrist straps off. I've done so many different variations of deadlifts to make my deadlift strong. And then Lauren introduced to me these stiff leg deadlifts that are really hit those hamstrings and the glutes really well.
Now you see why
and
I love them.
I can really literally do maybe half of the weight that I can do on a normal deadlift on a stiff leg deadlift. So I do feel that interaction with the muscles into the glutes and into the hamstrings. And after all those squats and the leg presses that we did yesterday, I mean, the stiff leg deadlifts were just deadly. Oh.
If you've never tried a stiff leg deadlift, if you go onto our YouTube channel, there's actually a video of us incorporating a stiff leg deadlift into our workout. So go on and check that out and add it into your leg day.
Yeah, that's a good one. So those squats, that was a fun day. Now, I'm going to go back even further. The Sunday, last Sunday, we went to Yin Yoga at Tadasana Yoga Studio on Route 9. It was taught by the yoga instructor. Her name was Carla.
Carla.
Amazing. Now, I will always feel picked on as when I walk into a room, I can't say that I'm the biggest guy or I'm the most cut guy, but people can tell that I lift weights. And
pick things up and you put them down.
I pick things up and I put
them
down.
And you don't stretch.
And I don't stretch. That was actually quoted to me during the yoga session. So I won't call it picked on. I want to say a point was proved. You know, a point was proved. I know I don't stretch as much as I can. But yoga is a different it's a different thing for me altogether. It's a different modality of exercise. I mean, the skill and the beauty of it all, watching these people in the room, and I mean guys and girls in this room, we were just all moving around, and the instruction, like I said, it was great. So I got a great stretch out of it. I was with my partner in crime, Lauren, and then when we took Gayla with us as well. Gayla Fidelli was in the room. We were missing Aaron Tiso. I got to get him in there with me next time. But Gayla looked at me at one point in time during that whole yoga session and said she was going to cry.
Yeah.
She said yoga took her to her limits.
Yeah. It was definitely an interesting day. I mean, the good thing about Carla is that she focused on two major joints in the body. So we focused on shoulder and hips in that 60 minutes.
I'd felt like 60 years.
But, you know, definitely an important modality to include into your workout routine.
I must say, I'm so used to training individuals and having people in here, and then some people looking at some of the exercises they give and they ask for modifications. And I always looked at it and I said, you know what, modifications are great. Thank God I knew that word modifications. They asked me to sit on my heels with my feet flat against the ground, and I tried it, and as soon as I laid my feet flat,
called for a modification. First 60 seconds of class.
60 seconds, it was like the first 30 seconds of class, I needed a modification. I was ready to say, cue the music, hit it, I'm out. You know, let's go Kings of Fitness. But
we stuck it out.
Yeah.
And Lauren, we're going back on Sunday.
Lauren was amazing. Okay. She was super flexible in this class. She looked great. So she's sitting there doing things with ease. And here I am struggling.
Yeah, you stole all my bolsters. I had no choice.
I don't even know what a bolster is.
The
I call
yoga
them props.
Blocks and the blankets.
I call
and
this
all
stuff, I call
things.
This yoga props. I took all the yoga props because, again, I wrote on Facebook at the time. I said, I'm going to see what my 235-pound frame can do in a yoga class. And I said, exercise science tells me that I might not be able to do as much as I want, but Carla showed me otherwise. I was very impressed.
She was a great instructor.
I was very impressed.
So we will definitely be going back and incorporating yoga.
And I'll tell you, when she does more, like the yin was stretch. It was like 3 minutes of stretch and getting into places and finding that tranquility spot and deep breathing. Now, I was told she does other types of classes, and God forgive me for the enunciations of these. What?
Jiva Mukti.
God bless you. And then there was, what else was there? Was there a vinyasa of sorts?
I don't think Carla does vinyasa.
I thought
vinyasa
she was the only
one who
taught that. I don't know. You got me. And then
well,
last year at some point.
Check out Tadasana's website.
Yeah, that's a good one. Check out the Tadasana website. I'll tell you how to spell Tadasana once I figure it out myself. Oh, there it is.
Hello.
And that's going to be Tadasna. And we may even have a website for you, which we do. It's www.tadasananewyork.com.
NY.
Well,
York.
Yes, it's an NY. I'm going to spell it out,
all
too.
All right.
So it's going to be Tadasananewyork.com. Okay. And then you can also give them a phone call. It's 845-297-2774. So again, I guess that number is going to lead you to Roberta McGinley. She is the owner and operator of Tadasana Yoga. And again, the instructor that we had on that Sunday was Carla. She was fantastic.
Yeah. I wonder if any of those actors in 300 do yoga.
I am guessing, to tell you the truth, I don't know what those guys, actually I do know what those guys do. They do interval training and they look great. You know, you train like that, you train like a beast, you're going to look like a beast. That's
their diet,
that's
must
how
be
works.
On point.
Their diet is on point. They're probably eating kale chips as we speak.
No, the movie's done. They're probably eating whatever.
Oh, yeah. Giddy up. Well, speaking of 300, the yoga, the squats, and how heavy I've been lifting lately, I was in Diamond Mine with my buddy Robert DeMello. And let me tell you, I couldn't lift up one diamond in that place. It was just immaculate. It looked like one big diamond. We took Lauren over there to look for her wedding ring.
We did get our wedding bands.
Yeah, oh, wedding bands. We should talk wedding bands. So yes. When we were in there,
those are on order.
Rob had got my wedding band probably months ago and took it down, so he had me all covered. But Lauren went in there. He had a case of wedding bands for her to look at. She was picking out jewelry, earrings, necklaces, all sorts of stuff that she would like to wear the day of the wedding. And like I said, Robert DeMello is quite the gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he also has a great trainer, works out at a great place. I think it's called Kings of Fitness, and his trainer's Kyle King. but just saying, he's a great guy, and he really helps out. So Diamond Mine, you can find that. That's down on Route 9 by the mall, across the street from the mall. I believe it's Route 9 and Spring Road.
It is Route 9 and Spring Road.
That place is immaculate.
Both
so if you
Rob
go in there,
and Frank was in there. Very, very knowledgeable, very helpful. I showed Rob a picture of my wedding dress.
Jeff is also very knowledgeable, by the way. He just wasn't there yesterday.
But Rob was able to pick out a fantastic necklace that fit perfectly with my dress.
Rob, if you see or hear this, if you hear this podcast, that is Lauren's way of saying she would like a discount.
Anything you
can. And that's me asking personally for said discount.
Well, there will definitely be pictures of this fabulous jewelry posted after the wedding day. Oh, yeah. So if you're interested, we'll have some of
her
those pictures
necklace,
posted up
the
on
the necklace she
Facebook
picked had diamonds on it the size of her triceps.
Well.
Now, if you want to see those triceps, you got to go on Instagram at Kings of Fitness HV. I believe it's at Kings of Fitness HV, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So with that being said, I want to say a big thank you out to Robert DeMello. I want to thank Carla for her great instruction with the yoga on Sunday. I want to thank Roberta for having us so graciously at the studio over there at Tadasana. Lots of things are checking out. Again, five weeks out from the wedding. The next time you get the podcast, it'll be 4 weeks out from the wedding. I will tell you guys how great I look. And if you want to see pictures of how great I look, you got to go on Instagram. Oh, wait, you won't get those pictures because Lauren only takes close-ups of my face.
Oh, for crying
So hopefully
out
you
loud.
Heard the first part of it. Lauren only takes close-ups of my face.
All right, I will get your waist and your biceps and whatever else you want me to
in
get.
In all honesty, so that's just having lots of fun. In all honesty, we do take pictures of the workouts. We're posting them to Instagram. We're going to post pictures of the food on the Facebook, on the Instagram, YouTube. You're going to be getting the videos of the workouts that we're doing, the things that are working best for us, how we're working them, the breaks that we take in between the sets, why we're doing the exercises that we're doing. So check us out. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. We got a lot of things in the working. We are just trying to blow the whole thing up. We want fitness.
Blow the whole thing up.
Blowing the whole thing up. I'm a field artilleryman by trade. I blow things up. That's what we do. That's all I got. So in the immortal words of Lauren Badalini from last week, over and out.